The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th Canto, 1st Chapter, Text Number 40, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on June 6, 1976, in Los Angeles.
The Yamadutas replied, "That which is prescribed in the Vedas constitutes Dharma, the religious principles. And the opposite of that is irreligion. The Vedas are directly the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayana, and are self-born. This we have heard from Yamaraja."
So, here is explanation by the Yamadutas. The Yamadutas were not very advanced. So far, their position was there. They are very odd-looking and not to be supposed very civilized, uneducated. But how they are explaining about dharma? Because the challenge was that if you are servants of Dharmaraj, then explain what is dharma. It doesn't matter whether a man is civilized or uncivilized, or good-looking or bad-looking. But if he has got proper guide, then he can speak the right thing. This is it. Yamaraj Uchu, they are not manufacturing anything. They are saying, iti susumo. It is. We have heard it from our master. This is knowledge. They are not expected to manufacture something speculative. They are neither educated, not very civilized, nothing of this sort. But they are talking of the source of religion. How? Now, they have heard it from the authority, Yamaraj. Yamaraj is authority. In the Shastra it is said that tarka apratishya sutayu vivinya naso manijya samatam navhinnam dharmasya tattam nihitam guhayam mahajana jinagata sapantha. So dharma, the path of religiosity, is very confidential. Dharmasya tattam nihitam guhayam. Then how I shall accept what is dharma, what is religion? Now, mahajana jinagata sapantha. You just follow the footsteps of authorized person. Then you understand what is that. You cannot manifest. So here is the same system. The Vedic system is the same. Either we hear from the direct Vedas or scriptures following the Vedas. So here the Yamaduta says that dharma means what is spoken or directed in the Vedas. Veda. And what is Veda? Veda Narayana Saksha. Veda means God Himself. Just now we can understand very easily. Just like the king and the king's law. What king has said, that this should be done like this. Keep to the right. King or government, whatever it means. Authority. So that is Veda. What is, just like law means what the government says. You cannot manufacture law. Similarly, Veda Narayana Ksha, what Narayana says, that is Veda. There is no other authority. And one who follows the Narayana, he is also authority. Shankaracharya says, Narayana para abhaktyat. Narayana is transcendental. He is not anybody of this material world. Narayana para abhaktyat. Abhaktyat anasambhava. Abhakta, the cosmic manifestation, this is called bhakta. And when it is not manifested, it is called abhakta. Just like a house is manifestation of the five elements, earth, water, air, fire. So earth, water is there already, but that is not manifested as the house. But the same combination, it becomes a house, big skyscraper building. This is the difference between bhakta and abhakta. Abhakta means the whole material energy, when it is not manifested, that is called abhakta. And when it is manifested, it is called bhakta. Narayana para abhakta, that means Narayana is not of this material world. God is nothing of this material world. He is transcendental. Para. Narayana para abhaktyat. Para means superior, transcendental. So Veda, here it is said that Veda Narayana sakshat. But Narayana is nothing of this material world. Similarly, Veda is nothing of this material world. Veda Narayana sakshat. So you cannot, therefore Vedic authority is so evidential, because it is not manufactured by any material person. It is Narayana or God. God created this world. So God was existing before this creation. And Veda means before the creation, the laws and the words which were existing, that is Veda. Somebody argue that this is written by some scholar or some learned person. No. Veda is not like that. Veda is coming directly from Narayana. And Narayana means God. God was existing before the creation, because God created. Therefore, God existed before the creation. So whatever we get out of this created world, that is not Veda. If some person, great philosopher of this material world, he thinks, he says, I believe, and he writes something, that is nonsense. That is not Veda. Because he is a created being. And as created being, he has got four defects. The most important defect is that his senses are imperfect. Therefore, by sense perception, by so-called mental speculation, whatever he creates, that is defective. That is not perfect knowledge. Perfect knowledge is there, Veda, because Vedas existed before the creation. And whatever there is within the creation, they are imperfect. Therefore it is clearly said, the Veda Narayana Saksha, as Narayana is beyond this creative manifested, cosmic manifestation, similarly Vedas also. Like that. Don't think it is written by, it is called therefore Apaurasya. Apurusha means it is not written by any mundane creature. Brahma, he is the supreme creature within. No, it is said that he has not created. Tene Brahma Ridaya, Rida Adhikave. He was instructed the Vedic lessons by Narayana or Krishna. He did not manufacture. So Vedas means coming from directly Narayana, not that Brahma has created. Brahma has Vedas in his hand, but he has received it from Narayana. That is the information we get. And the Brahma instructed his sons, and then they got the knowledge. The sons instructed to the grandsons, in this way Vedic knowledge is coming. Therefore it is called parampara, disciplic succession. We don't manufacture. We receive the knowledge, the perfect knowledge, by disciplic succession beginning from Narayana. So, whatever knowledge we are getting from the Shastra in Krishna consciousness movement, it is not manufactured by man. It is not man-made knowledge. The knowledge was received knowledge was imparted or instructed by Narayana or Krishna. Brahma received it, and from Brahma, Narada received it. From Narada, Vyasadeva received it, and Vyasadeva is writing this Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam. Lokasya janata vidyāna chakri śātata saṅhitā. Anartha upasamam sātsād bhakti yugam madhukhaje. Great learned, sage, saintly person, they are always thinking how the people will be happy. Vaishnava paradukha dukhi. He is always unhappy for unhappiness of the people in general, public. That is Vaishnava. Paradukha dukhi. Just like in the Western country, Lord Jesus Christ, he was unhappy for others. So that is the business of devotee, God's son or God's devotee. That is the duty, that people are suffering on account of proper knowledge. And the most grievous ignorance is without any knowledge of God. That is the most dangerous ignorance. Because human life is meant for understanding God, athāta brahma jigyāsa. But they do not care to understand God. Their animal life, where is food, where is sex, where is apartment, and where is defense for, this is why. Therefore, the challenge was, now explain what is dharma. So they are explaining. Mind that they are not educated themselves, but their education is by hearing from the authority. It is Shushruta. This is real education. Therefore, Vedas, another name is Shruti. Shruti means the knowledge which you receive by hearing, not by your so-called eyes or tongue. No. The tongue, you can chant what you hear. Therefore, our beginning of knowledge is Savanam Kirtanam. Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu. Not that go to some technical college and learn it. This is also technical, transcendental technical. And the technique is first of all here. This is technique. Not take a hammer and understand. This is hearing. This technology begins by hearing. Just like you have come here kindly and hearing. This is the technology, beginning of transcendental knowledge or spiritual knowledge. So, here also this, Yamadutta said, we have heard it from the authority. That is perfection. Go to the authority and hear from him the real knowledge, then you become perfect in knowledge. Actually, we imitate, we also go to school, college, hear from the professor, teachers. That is the process anywhere, either transcendental or material knowledge. The hearing is most important thing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has recommended this hearing very important in transcendental knowledge especially. Sāne sthita sutigata gatanu āgamano vi. If you want to know God, that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's recommendation, he is recommending from the Shastra. He doesn't recommend anything. I think, I believe, perhaps, no. Not this nonsense. You are rascal, what is the value of your belief? No. Hey, it is this. Here is the knowledge. It is Sushruma. We have heard it from authority. This is not. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was talking with Dhammananda Rai, how to cultivate spiritual knowledge, how to know the ultimate goal of life, sadhya sadhan, what is the aim of life, and what is the process to approach the aim of life. This was the talk between Dhammananda Rai and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, Ramananda Rai began with Varnasrama Dharma, the institution of four orders of social and four orders of spiritual life. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Iho bhajya," it is not very important now, it is. "Iho bhajya, age kaho." If you know something more, better than this, so he, karma tyag, sannyas, so many step by step, he said, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu denied. Yes, it is right, but it is not very important. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Ramananda said, quoting from the Vedas, "Jnane prayasam madupasa namantaiva sanmukhaditanga bhavadiyo vartam sutigatanga tanomi prayasa adhitopi jitappasi taristilakyam." If you want to know who is God, what is God, then give up your this speculative endeavor. Jnane prayasam. Prayas means endeavor. Maybe like this, perhaps like this. No, you give up this habit. Jnane prayasam lupas. Give up this bad habit. Then how? Jnane prayasam lupas. Namanta eva. Just become humble and meek. Don't declare yourself a great philosopher, a great learned scholar. No. That is not the process. I am a learned scholar, I can discover God, I can manufacture God. No, give up this bad habit. Jnane prayasam mudupas, be humble. If you want to know God, then be humble. In the Bible also it is said, "For the God is for the meek and the humble, not for the impudent." So, Jnane prayasam mudupasa namantaiva, then what will you, yes? I become humble, then what is my next duty? Na sarvamukhitanga bhavadiyo vada. You just try to hear from this saintly person, devotee. Sarvamukhitanga bhavadiyo vada. Then what will be the result? Sanesthita sutigutanga tanuvanga manobhi. This hearing, becoming humble and meek, and if we hear from the devotee, who is actually self-realized, one who has seen God through the Shastra, if we hear from him, and never mind what you are, you may be a Brahman, you may be Kshatriya, you may be Shudra, you may be a sannyasi, you may be swan, you may be American, you may be Indian, you may, whatever it may be, that doesn't matter. Remain in your place. Sthane sthita. Simply hear. Sutigotang, tanumang. Then one day, what will be the result? The God is unconquerable. Nobody can conquer. He will be conquered. Simply by hearing. Helium, this is the process. There what he says, Sushuma. Humble and meek and hear. Then you'll understand God. Then you'll understand what is religion. Then you'll understand everything. Not only religion and God, but everything. Jasmini vijyate sarvamedam vijyatam bhavanti. If you simply know God or Krishna, then everything. Just like we are sometimes challenging big philosophers, big scientists, big psychologists and so on. What is the stand? Because we have learned something about Krishna. That's all. This is the basic ignorance. Jasmin vijyate sarvamitam vijyatam bhavanti. If you have learned what is God, what is Krishna, then you learn everything. This is knowledge. Therefore they say, they are, according to their description of the body, third class, fourth class, not even human beings, these Dhammadikas. And they are explaining about dharma. Why? Sushuma. From the right soul, we have heard it. And whatever they are speaking, correct. The Veda Pranita Dharma. What is ordered in the Vedas, that is Dharma, that is Veda. And what is Vedas? Veda Narayana Saksha. Absolute. Narayana, spiritual world, absolute, non-duality. Narayana, Narayana, words are the same. There is no difference. Just like we are reading Bhagavad Gita. Why? We are interested. Because Bhagavad Gita and this speaker of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna, they are identical. So you cannot change the words of Bhagavad Gita. That is foolishness. Anyone who changes the orders and the words of Bhagavad Gita, they are restless, they will not get any benefit. Because you cannot correct Krishna, what Krishna says or God says. That is not in your power. So these rascals, they want to interpret. This is like this. This is, I think it is. No. Krishna did not leave for you, for your thinking, rascal. No. Krishna is completely learned. Whatever he has said, it is perfectly in order. You cannot change. So in this way, we have to hear the right thing from the right person. Then the question will be, who is the right person? So if we cannot select the right person is parampara. One who is following the parampara, he is the right person. Even though you cannot understand actually who is that, the Shastra says, these are right persons. who Sambhu Narada Sambhu Kumara Kapila Mano Prahlada Janaka Bhishma Bali Vaiya Sakhi Bayam. This is a statement of Yamaraj that I am also considered as one of the authorities, Bayam. So here the Yamaduta say, we have heard it from our master Yamara. Therefore, whatever he said is authority. Thank you very much.